Jason, on your way over to the studio, you had a conversation with a local member of the law enforcement who had a pretty shocking comment.
Yeah, I told him what we were going to be talking about, the attacks on the media and enemies of the state and that sort of thing. And he said, I think it's long overdue. I think he's absolutely right. The media is controlled by the government. And he started to even say that, I don't mean local media. And then he stopped and said, And so he does mean local media as well. So clearly there's a lot of people out there that feel that way. You know, it's a little difficult to deal with because one of the things I was thinking my reaction to it is that one of the things that I like about my job is that I'm beholden to no one, to no one. The government can't tell me what to do. The business community can't tell me what to do. The only people that can tell me what to do are the company that owns the Aspen Times and my boss, and generally they're pretty reasonable. So that's part of what I like about this job is that I don't take sides. I don't have to advocate. I don't make any money doing this. And when I hear comments like that, I'm like, you know, why bother? I can easily double my salary by quitting and bartending in this town.
Because it's important. What we do is important.
Is it important, though?
Well, it is. I think it is. And it's to have a fourth estate to watch over our government. We don't sit in those long city council or county commissioner meetings for our health. We do it to make sure that they're doing things honestly and openly. And then we report it back to the rest of the masses because they're relying on us to do it.
What's happening here is not so much an assault on journalism as it is a piece of a broader assault on truth and the ability to control the narrative. And clearly, if you have the bully pulpit of the White House, you have a lot of power to control the narrative. You know, as Trump says, when I say that, and he was talking about voter fraud in this case, when I say that, millions of people agree with me, as if that makes it true. And that's where we're going. I think that we're seeing an assault on truth. We're seeing an assault on intellectualism. One of my editors in Cincinnati would say, we are engaged in an intellectual pursuit. And I love that because I have always believed that we are pursuing ideas, that we are pursuing truth, and that doing that requires critical thinking, requires us to be skeptical and requires us to understand that what we find out at any given time is only a piece of the truth. We learn how to say what we have learned while also explaining the caveats of what we don't know. As we are experiencing at every level of journalism, if there's a story that you don't like, you call it fake news now.
Right.
Fake news is Pizzagate. It's a hoax.
Yep.
Welcome
the
to Trump's
danger
America.
Here is the erosion of truth.
And I think Trump's trying to take ownership of the term fake news because there is actually fake news out there, but it's not coming from places like CNN or the New York Times. But he's kind of just taking ownership of that term and really making a great amount of his supporters believe that these are the enemies, that the credible news organizations.
Yeah, I mean, clearly based on that comment from what that cop said to me, there's a sizable amount of people who think that the media is the opposition, is the enemy.
Now, if you keep repeating the same thing over and over again, people start to believe it, right? So that's what it seems like he's trying to do, and it's starting to spill over into local thinking. And we have all experienced instances where a government official didn't like what we wrote or whatever, and so they say it's wrong. They call you inaccurate or unfair or something just simply because the truth was put out there and they didn't like it.
Right.
So this is on a macro level from the White House.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of what Randy was saying in that it's part and parcel of a larger assault on a lot of different things.